listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with What's Making News. Police have stepped up their search for a high-risk offender. 44-year-old Tyrone Corbett has cut off his monitoring bracelet just weeks after being released from prison. Detective Acting Inspector John Monolini says anyone with information about his location should contact police.
We still believe he's in the Perth metropolitan area. We've currently got a wide net spread across the Perth metropolitan area. We are watching all avenues in and out. That net is closing.
A Perth man has pleaded guilty to murdering his estranged wife. Lynn Cannon's body was found at a Lansdale home in December last year. Paul Anthony Cannon will be sentenced later this year and he could face life in prison. The state government's telehealth plan for the aged care sector has been labelled as a band-aid solution for a sick health system. A dedicated medical hotline will assess patients to determine if an ambulance needs to be called to reduce ramping outside our hospitals. But the Australian Nursing Federation says the idea is window dressing. Inflation is now at 6.8% after falling for the second month in a row. Experts believe it eases pressure on the Reserve Bank to increase rates next week. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has told Parliament the government is focused on easing cost of living pressures.
Our biggest priority this year has been making sure that Australians have that economic security and stability so that they can plan ahead and build better futures.
In sport, the fitness of Western Bulldogs stars Adam Treloar and Rory Lobb remain a mystery ahead of tomorrow's match against Brisbane. Coach Luke Beveridge is remaining tight-lipped, but he has confirmed Tamara Ugal-Hagen will play days after being racially abused by a supporter against St Kilda.
But Mara's is a strong Indigenous man. He'll absolutely take it in his stride because he'll feel that he needs to represent and show the way, and looking forward to having him as part of the team tomorrow night.